CNN's Tubin, Barr interview in embarrassment, he's trying to sanitize lawless Trump. By Pam Key on September 2, 2020. CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Tubin criticized Attorney General Bill Barr after a Wednesday interview on CNN's Situation Room. Blitzer said, "It was interesting that he seemed to defend what the president was suggesting over these past couple days. That there were these groups of individuals flying into Washington. And they were plotting to do violence at the Republican National Convention here in Washington. Or they may have been flying out of Washington," he said the next day. He said that was based on intelligence. It wasn't. It was based on this Facebook conspiratorial theory that sort of emerged a few weeks ago. Tubin said, "Well, it's all part of the theme that Evan described, which is the Attorney General acts as kind of a simultaneous translator. The president says something completely outrageous, completely false, and then the Attorney General says, well, no, what he really meant was something less insane. In fact, the president says exactly what he means." At the beginning of the interview, when it was completely obvious what the president has been doing, leaning on the Attorney General to put out the Durham report, to embarrass Biden, to embarrass the previous administration. It's completely obvious what the president is doing there. And in all disingenuousness, Attorney General Barr says, "Give me a break, we are actually familiar with the English language here. And I think those kinds of answers are just an embarrassment." He continued, "Again, he just tries to sanitize what the president says. As far as I'm aware, the president says exactly what he means. When the president says he has the potential to be a great attorney general by attacking my enemies, that's what he means. When he says Biden and Obama committed treason, that's what he means. And the fact that the attorney general tries to sanitize it doesn't change, you know, the fact that we have a lawless president." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.